This is a reflection on Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. It's not linked directly with the Landmarks book, but it's something of the same type you might like to use in the meantime. After a short stilling, I'll read the passage through slowly. There are then some points to reflect on. I will leave a pause between them before moving on. If you feel you need more time, just press the pause button. Just spend a few moments now making sure you are comfortable in your seat. If you notice any tension, relax that area. God is with you. You are safe in his hands. He is lovingly wanting to speak into your heart and life. Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Can you see anything in the passage that relates to your life at the moment? Do you identify with anyone in the story? Perhaps the disciples, straining hard but seemingly getting nowhere. Perhaps Peter, walking on an unfamiliar surface and starting to feel unsafe or panicky. Let Jesus reach out his hand to steady you. Let him come into your boat and bring calm to the situation. Feel his peace soaking into you and his reassurance that your situation is in his hands. Respond with your worship. Begin to draw yourself back to the here and now. Bring back with you the reassurance and peace.